fun too. Yeah. So that's what we would. No, not there. Down this side. We're going to tidy up this mess along here. Yeah, you can help me dig.
There's only one bucket.
I've got two buckets here. Yeah, that's Daddy's things. We'll put those back in. I think we'll have to go and weed it first, and then we'll sort out the bits that need chopping back.
What?
We'll sort out the bits that need chopping back. Look at that great big rose sticking up there, actually.
Where?
There, look. It's going right across the fence. Need to chop him back a bit.
Come on. Are you going to do that?
With the secateurs.
Be careful!
I will. Thorns are still here. No, forest, but not careful.
They're in the way.
Thank you. at lunchtime, so provide quite well. Take them in if I do the law.
Yeah?
Why should it not be crusty? It's been in the oven baking.
And it's being crust.
It's sort of crispy, everybody likes the crispy bits.
I like crusty.
Oh, good. Well, how's it been, Daddy? And what's more, how are you?
Terrible. Just about
as nice as I am. I can't stop it.
The legs and whatever it was, it was anything small.
I'm chopping it down.
Pardon?
I took some more. Anna did at lunchtime.
Oh, there's a cheese in there.
Yeah.
It's nice, Mummy. I like it.
Negative album as well.
And we got to
do the negative.
I had it all went to just there, Mum. Just there where my tooth is gone. Can you see, Mum? I'm making where the food
we went. Had it in the shop. The lots of shoes with clothes.
Clothes as well.
Yeah. What he's trying to say is that he had his shoes in the shoe shop.
Yeah.
And Christopher's shoes went to a
clothes shop,
in fact.
And he had the blue shoes like mine. Like I was on the golf team.
We were, Daddy, going to choose.
No, you said so we went shoes,
Daddy. But we were going to have some blue ones as well, which Tim had. But they were too small. The last size of them all were too small, so we can't have those anymore. They ran out of bread.
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
When we had shoes, I had those blue ones on.
That's right, I remember you used to have some blue trainers, and Christopher had some red ones.
Yeah. And we were going to choose some blue ones.
I thought we'd use Tim's old shoes for trainers. If you see what I mean? Like when he's going out on a bike and things, we use his old shoes for now. And then as his feet grow a bit bigger, then we can buy him some trainers for the summer. Because he's already got huge feet. Remember what size the lady said your feet were? She said size 10, didn't she? Which would jump from 8.5.
It's really 10 feet.
No, not 10.
Not 10.
10 feet.
Size 10.
You like your size 13 there, where your shoes were size 12.5, but we had to buy 13s for the trainers.
go back to one or something. Didn't it?
Mm.
At one stage.
To 30. Yeah.
It's confusing, isn't it?
Mm. Is Mary coming here tonight, or are you going there?
Can we go here?
I rang John to see if he could come at the same time. Or I could go there at the same time. She's busy, so she's seeing him in the morning. Efficient, really. And I did the garden. James's mummy said it was going to rain this afternoon, didn't she?
And James Bond is white.
I set off a little despondently to mums and toddlers, thinking, this is best of the day. I'm missing it. But it wasn't. Very nice mums and toddlers, hardly anybody turned up.
Why was that?
I don't know. Last week we were absolutely packed out. And then this week. Well, either ill or else they've gone. You know, because it's a nice day out. I don't know. Who knows the minds of mums and toddlers? There are quite a few chicken pox, don't you?
What do you do, Tim, with mums and toddlers? Yeah. What did you play with? Anything special?
We had the mumba pre-clean and we left.
Try it again, Tim. Daddy didn't quite understand. Say it again.
It's a print in the wheel.
No, no. He's talking about a story.
What's the story?
Clean the windows.
Clean the windows?
Mm-hmm.
What? And he beat the fire because the fire
went. Is this from Christopher's book?
Yep.
The one about Mummy. Yeah, Mummy. Mummy the window cleaner. He went and rescued some people. She became a fireman.
Mums and toddlers thought it was wonderful. We only had half a dozen, see, in there, but it was low numbers all round, so we had low numbers in the story time as well. I had a little do with a little boy called Shane. He decided he wanted to come into the story in his blue car. So I explained to him that he had to choose. He could either come in and have a story or he could play with a blue car outside. Well, he had a fit. And he was rattling the door. And I didn't realise it was a childminder he had with him, not his mum.
Yeah.
And she came over and I heard her sort of saying things to him outside. Anyway, we finished the story and got onto the rhymes like we do. And this little body sidled in through the wind, through the door. And he sort of sat there, looking pathetic. You know, would you like to come and sit on my knee? No, he said. So I went over and I picked him up anyway. And I sat him on, I was out of my money, I said, we'll just do some rhymes. And I could feel him sort of going, you know, like they do all pathetic and whiny. Anyway, we finished the rhymes, and afterwards, it was, by then, it calmed down and it was fine. So I said, shall I read the story now? Because he missed it, of course, you see, having decided he'd come in without his car. So I said, next week, you perhaps come without your car. Yes, he said. So I think I'd won him over by the end, but it's a bit hairy.
Mom.
Especially as a child man, I hadn't seen what had happened, so she didn't realise why he was carrying on like he was. Made the whole thing a little bit tricky. Can I give you this present, Natish? Give me this present.
Presents and proclamation. You got a moustache.
Yeah. Rosemary came up and said she'd really enjoyed last night, so that was something. I'm not sure it was that brilliant, but it was just a change, that's
yeah.
all.
Oh. Being direct, to the point.
Just like not the gingerbread man.
Not Randy.
Gender.
Who had the gingerbread man?
Oh, one or two people.
Oh, yeah, all
the people
last night
had.
Yeah, one or two did.
The gingerbread man or what? I won!
The tiny ones, I mean the boys or the girls.
I won. No, you're the other.
Did you have a snack?
Well, the girls had little bits at the bottom, little down bits. I have one today. I had the head of the big man, gingerbread man, for my biscuit today. And for my snack, I had a dinosaur. My snack had a whole dinosaur. They had the head of the big one.
It's you.
For my biscuit when I come home.
It's you.
And we had lots
of
biscuits.
Sounds like a lot, but it wasn't
nearly. Did you eat all the sandwiches, all the cake, and all the banana?
I think Christmas well again, don't you?
Give us a bit.
And I had one of those tiny bits of cake.
I felt really hot this morning.
Because my throat hurts.
Your throat hurts as well. So all
the throat
hurts.
I've got a sore throat too.
I've got a sore throat too.
I had more than
Well, you come up here and, you know, talk
that's
to me.
That's yours. Thank you. He's passing them over and I take them around. Daddy?
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 Yeah.
It's another one. One more. Daddy, Mom. Easy one, this one, isn't it? It's behind us, isn't it? Can we have it? Oh, he went on the floor again. What's left over is my favourite, Dad, of all of this.
My staff couldn't cope with the day.
Oh, dear.
I asked home this morning.
She went home yesterday, didn't she?
No, the day before.
Oh. Cake!
She's not coping,
back.
Is she, really?
No.
Is she just ill now, or is she just...
She definitely is ill.
But life generally is not helping.
What's going to be left over?
What do you mean, what's going to be left over?
I'm going to throw it over there. It tastes better. Chocolate ice cream.
Is this a Rose McConnell recipe?
No, dear.
I don't know. I suppose you'd approve. Do you do double exercises now?
No, I did double exercises in the garden today.
Double exercises? What? Double exercises?
I moved the bush. Can you see it? Do you remember your dad putting in a big huge something or other that we never did find out what it was? And it's an ugly little specimen.
I can see there's a gap there now, isn't there? Between the rocks.
Oh, no, you're thinking of something else. That was that other pathetic little shrub that never did anything, that we inherited. And when I moved all that stuff that was on there, all that junk, after we first moved, I thought it might flourish. Well, it sort of did, but it was kind of spindly, so that's gone. No, another bush. Over the side.
Oh,
same time as he planted the, what do you call it, where the butterflies all go on? Buddleia. Same time as he planted the buddleia, we planted this other thing that we don't quite know what it is, against the fence. And it kept sticking out when we played ball. Do you remember? Because it was too big for the border. I really wanted little flowers and prettiness down there. And
yeah!
We ought to have a bush.
Yeah!
And
it's
I've
a prickle!
A prickle you want, is it?
But I've moved it up to that corner there, where nothing else grows. See what it can do in that corner.
Oh dear!
It probably will die a death because it could hardly any
Mommy!
Sun.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Mommy! Mommy!
Yes, Timothy?
Look! Let's kick it up. I have to chop that down.
You're right.
I'm down the other side.
The forsythia has actually flowered this year.
Is it?
Remember, it used to be 3 inches long. It's now a foot long with a flower.
You haven't seen any on the telly. You won't see the horse one.
No,
he hasn't
watched that. I mean, I've seen the Rosie and Jim horse one.
I haven't seen Rosie and Jim. I haven't watched any telly this week.
Oh,
I haven't watched Rosie and Jim. Another thing that
Tim's made up for you.
I wanted to watch.
Square Eye, this week.
Story time.
Eggs.
There's one about...
Science.
No.
Think of that.
Well, it might be there, so I haven't watched it. There's something about delivering a letter, wasn't there?
Oh,
on
yeah.
Your birthday. I haven't watched that one.
Let's play Bus.
That's Playbus.
No, it isn't. That's Watch, isn't it? Oh, is it Playbus?
No, it was
Playbus.
I think it was a Playbus.
What?
There was a letter in Worcestershire as well.
Mm.
It's a local programme.
Dad, you haven't seen the...
It it was done by the Playboy's man, that's what you're
talking
about.
Egg one. You haven't seen the egg thing about.
There's lots of things I haven't seen. Have no time.
Sit there, Daddy, and watch the lot.
Right. Are they allowed to watch anymore?
Well, Christopher hasn't watched anything.
I haven't watched anything today.
I should think Tim has watched more than his fair share really today. But still. We were so ill this afternoon, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But that Christopher was on something.
Helped you with the gardening?
Nope. He came out for about 10 minutes and he said, I'm going back in the house, mum. Just kind of flopped on the chair.
I found the bottom!
Have you?
Look! There's the bottom!
Perfect, you've got to eat the pie bit as well.
Tim must have stiff teeth.
Stiff teeth?
Tim must. Which can scrape
soft
along
teeth
the
mouth.
Mum, you must have very strong teeth. Because, Mum, when I dip into chocolate, Mum, the chocolate stays on there when I eat. Mm-hmm. But his is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Mum. Look at his back. Look, it hasn't got very much on, has it?
No.
Did
you enjoy that, Dad?
But it's actually bumped next, isn't it, Mum?
I've no idea.
It's bumped next on telly if you haven't watched any telly.
Because it's got homework to do.
I finished some of it. Mum, Dad.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Dad. Yes. Do
you ever see them? Rosie and James. Do you ever see Rosie and James?
Or think about.
No.
Or play, but.
Think about.
And you haven't seen story time.
The last
now.
Thing about
I don't.
Was about Bones. Bones is the last one I saw.
You haven't seen.
The one which is taped over.
Really?
Yeah, there's another think about on top of it. Think about giant eggs. Eggs.
No, wait eggs. A minute.
Look, no, I can balance that on my head.
Wait a minute.
Agog, Tim. Keep going.
What?
I said we're all agog. What do you want to say?
What's agog?
A bear went over the mountain.
A bear went up a mountain.
What? And it changed
up. Waiting in amazement.
You have that.
Is it?
When
you
have
watched that.
That's it.
Because you haven't seen that.
No.
What about a log? Well, it was quiet as a log.
Quiet as a log. Yeah, that's what a log can make a noise.
You can't wash up.
Well, no,
I can't wash up. It's my turn to wash up, isn't it?
I'll wash up, dear, while you watch the teddy with them.
But I
no.
Done the cooking, so it's my turn.
All right, dear, I don't mind.
So you're not watching the new stuff? Well, anyway, not the new stuff next.
However, this one needs to finish off whatever he's meant to do for Mrs. Freer. Before it starts. With a pencil, not with a green pen.
Does this one know what he's supposed to be doing?
If you just do that front page, which is easy, and the second page.
I've already done the second page.
Have you? Hold on. Where is it? In that case, you've probably finished it.
Can I finish that book?
Bet you haven't. Come on.
What? Finish the whole book? How are you finish the whole book?
Not the whole book.
And did Christopher's trainers cost £30 in the same
house? Finish the whole page.
Do you want to do this? Have you done this bit? No. Look at page 13.
Dad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've got to find out what to put there.
Dad.
Yeah,
13. Where's number one?
Haven't seen. front cover.
There's a front cover.
There's a front cover.
That's
not the front cover. Where's number one?
It's meant to be
the
book.
The last Rosie and Jim I saw was when he went to Stratford and he watched the puppets.
That. Yes, well.
Yeah, I've been watching it again. It's a horse one.
When you watch the horse, all comes on next is Rosie and Jim again.
He keeps changing like
Rosie and Jim goes on, and then it starts off, and then it goes on again without winding it backwards.
Amazing.
Double Rosie and Jim. On his head, do you remember?
Well, I've done two here.
I
don't know where the ring is.
Can I have my ring back? And then Christopher can go and look for the ring that he had on his head. He had a wooden one on his head, do you remember?
Would you like to go and look for the ring, dear?
I'm going to sneak.
And while you're at it, there's a bit of plaster on the floor. That's disgusting.
Who would have children?
We did. We got quite fond of them, didn't we?
But not
when they're eating. Yeah. Why did I bother giving you a bath?
Just wash it up and dirty it up again. The bath is for dirty. Where's the more water?
Have you found a clock? Christopher, did you find a clock?
Right.
Toilets are upstairs.
Stop!
Oh, Daddy, what on earth did you let him do that for, dear? Because you thought you could do it. You were wrong.
You can't.
I think when it comes to pouring, Tim, until you're four.
Or five.
Or five, or six, or seven.
Then I've got
water. If you pour some tip to all over the mat and all over the carpet. What do you call it? The table.
It might as well be the carpet.
Think that's too big. And that's
I'm
broad.
Going to try and start washing off of you.
And it goes over, so that's big, and that's small.
Do you like to move your
contraption?
No, I think that's big, and that's small. And it keeps going over.
So what else have I forgotten to put on then, this list? Well, I've got a bit, but... Well, it would be nice, wouldn't it, really? To take phones, yeah. Or to send to them all different. I don't know how these things work. Yeah, that'd be nice. Because we don't really want it, do we? Do you envisage this chap staying all of Sunday, or what do you think?
We don't know. I mean, we could either take him back during the afternoon.
Right.
Or if he wants to stay, you know,
in
the evening or the evening service or whatever.
Because it won't be a long evening service, will it?
Doesn't
matter.
So whoever, you know, say it's me.
just as well. So it's sort of a couple of hours onto the service, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you'd be back by 9:30. 10.
By then we'll know where to go, maybe.
True. We hope.
I think it's on the 8th day.
Have you looked it up then? Quite exciting, isn't it, having him today? Are you excited by it, dear? You seem like you're excited. It is certainly different. And we can just toddle him along to everything we do. Just, I mean, it, you know, we can do things in the garden, we can do things around the house. We don't have to lay out anything special, do we? Well, I expect... Just because we're special type of thing, it could be okay, because you'll be able to enjoy just being with us. Or not, as the case may be. Family, yeah. And the children, I expect that will be interesting for him. Because I can't imagine he will have met many English children knocking around, really, because the situation he's in won't have many. I mean, there might be some, but... And no doubt our two will get fascinated by the poor man when they get to know him.
Yep. When you like a gym, I'm sure you can play. Yeah, too much language or whatever.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure.
Running around.
Well, considering he was able to speak on the telephone, you know, he did very well. People keep telling me about them, and I don't seem to write them down, and I can't remember what they are anymore. So I suspect I might be doing things, but I don't know what they are.
Best time to make them clean.
I will not do that. In charge of transport by the way to get a pathfinder to hand the tags on the daily bus.
Pathfinders to hand the tags?
Yeah. Diana's
that?
Inviting pathfinder for a dream.
Nice.
I don't think there's any hassle because John will have his bus and he'll just throw them all in. You know what doesn't go in? We can ferry. Something else, April 15th.
Sorry.
This information technology course. I'm excited about that, suddenly. It's nice, isn't it, having this discussion. Mac and Jill?
Yeah.
They said they get locked. And what's it came?
Okay, Jack Wayne said
wash bag thing. Michael and Jill said, no, Dave and Gwen sent those socks which I've been wearing today. And the balls which I've now planted in the garden. Freezers. By the fence in the sunny position. Hopefully.
They don't like sun, do they?
Yeah. But they like it desert like, I don't know. I don't think they do actually.
There's any water in it.
Even tonight actually I noticed that it's not so dark and everything seems a bit more relaxed down to the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well.
It's only just over a week until the clock's there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Same as the other day. I suppose we're going to get cold. Right, where are we?
Is it on?
Anyway, yes. One of the friends was in our bedroom. But that
you
must have been some time ago, wasn't
yeah,
there now?
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Right. You won't find much about it. I'm trying to read any books, you just won't find anything about it. But you know what's happening.
How come they went in 3 years ago?
Did they?
What says in that letter? When did it sort of
collapse? Not much over a year ago, between 1 and 2 years ago, I'd say.
So who's in charge then now?
Nobody. Sort of they find it's fairly much panicky like many of these other countries are. You know, they have the interim government. They don't really know how to run a country because they've never had so-called democracy before or whatever.
It's quite scary that so many countries all over the world are like that. Especially when they've got nuclear weapons and Rebecca Gore. And Joe Lodge and some of the countries that seem to know what they're doing. Green Party doing their manifesto today. No nuclear weapons. A lot of fuel things. And to try and get the economic policy in line with the balancing it with the sort of green idea.
So if you have the job in the green people got it.
Well you would really. I think it would be too quick, don't you? A dictatorial, yeah.
Very dictatorial.
On the other hand, maybe we need somebody being dictatorial about this shit before we get around to shifting and changing. I prefer what Christopher brought home from school today. He brought home Gary the car. What was it called? Gary the garbage grabber or something. And he was recommending various things about what we should and shouldn't be doing about plastic bags. They weren't saying thou shalt not have them, they were saying think what you're doing with them and make lessons and don't just go for a trip in your car to the recycling place, make sure that you're doing something else as well and drop them off on the way. That makes more sense, doesn't it really? And anybody else